I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After a direct phone call between the presidents of the United States and Russia this week, the potential for a Russia-Ukraine ceasefire is still uncertain. You might be following the conflict from only one side, though. So what's the perspective of believers in Russia? Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says they partner with the quiet ministries of small churches across Russia seeking to share Christ. He calls them the story behind the story.
It's amazing to serve churches that do so much, to meet pastors that study through the night to be sure that they can minister in three or four churches, to be in communities where they don't want them there.
Read inspiring stories of SGA partners by visiting the full report at our website. And may their lives stir you to press harder after God's kingdom wherever he's placed you. And tensions simmer between locals in Chad and refugees from neighboring Sudan. There aren't enough essentials like food and shelter to go around. Now, as fighting picks up in Sudan and thousands of refugees come across the border, those tensions could erupt into conflict. Dane with Unfolding Word says there is a silver lining.
When you have Sudanese refugees coming over into Chad and you're translating open Bible stories into one of the Sara languages, the number of people that you are able to reach with the gospel expands exponentially.
Unfolding Word partners with church planters in Chad to bring the gospel where it's never been before.
Church planters need the Bible in all the heart languages of Chad to plant healthy churches and to disciple believers.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.